Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Green Energy breaks Renewal Fuels, Inc. to begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under a MFN ticker. Renewal Fuels, Inc. will begin trading as American Fusion, Inc. under the ticker symbol AMFN, effective March 19, 2026. This change follows the company's merger with Kepler Fusion Technologies and aligns its public market identity with its strategy to advance the Texatron and Neutronic Fusion platform for commercial deployment.
HCSB honors San Bernardino Valley College with 2026 Spheres of Sustainability Visionary Award. San Bernardino Valley College has been awarded the 2026 HCSB Spheres of Sustainability Visionary Award for its leadership in preparing individuals and communities for a sustainable future. The college will be recognized at the 2026 HCSB Spheres of Sustainability Summit on April 22, 2026, for its role in developing a workforce focused on clean energy, transportation, technology, and more. Dr. Gilbert Contreras, SBVC's president, expressed gratitude for the honor, highlighting the institution's commitment to creating opportunities for students in the Inland Empire.
Wintermar reports results for the year ended 31 December 2025. Wintermar's operating profit for FY2025 surged by 31% year-over-year to $23.33 million, driven by a better fleet mix. Core profit also rose by 19.2% to $16 million. Despite softer charter rates, owned vessel revenue increased by 13.8% to $21.70 million, with gross margins expanding to 41.7%. The company's operating profit jumped to $23.30 million in FY2025 compared to $27.80 million in FY2024.
New urban planning, Michael Scheer on distributed networks for Texas. Michael Scheer from Strategic Office Networks reveals a groundbreaking urban planning strategy on the Building Texas show. He advocates for distributed office networks to ease congestion and enhance quality of life in Central Texas. Scheer's innovative approach aims to transform traditional high-rise offices into smaller suburban buildings, bringing work closer to home. This forward-thinking model integrates advanced technology for a resilient and sustainable future.
Enapter AG expands global core partner network with U.S.-based Total Hydrogen Solutions, which joins as a core partner to develop electrolyzer systems under its brand using Enapter AEM stacks and CoreCraft software. Total Hydrogen Solutions plans to focus on modular and technology-neutral electrolyzer systems for industrial customers and energy projects in the U.S. market, aiming for multi-megawatt projects in the near future.
Investor News breaks Re-L Alloys, Inc., highlighted as rare earth supply chain rebuild gains urgency. Re-L Alloys, Inc. was highlighted in a market commentary by oilprice.com, discussing China's rare earth metallization control and its impact on global technology supply chains. The report emphasized Re-L Alloys' efforts to rebuild North American metallization capacity, crucial for industries like electric vehicles and AI. The commentary also noted the U.S. government's focus on domestic supply chain rebuilding through contracts and financing initiatives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.